Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song. It's week 28. I'm JP McDaniel, joined by the rest of the crew. Guys, did you know that Windows 10 comes out in like 24 hours?
Is that good?
I don't know. You're already booing it? Why are you booing it?
What does it do, JP McDaniels?
I don't even know. I don't
believe that. You've read forums. You've posted on a couple of videos.
No, I have no idea. Apparently Cortana's a big deal in it. I don't, like, that's an actual thing.
It's going to make 2,160p possible in video, is what I heard.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm excited to have the internet lose their mind over it, though. That's what I'm most excited for when it launches tomorrow night.
I heard StarCraft 2 is not compatible with it.
I heard a lot of things were not compatible with it. Yeah.
How could it? I mean, never mind. I'll just shut up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it. I did, you know, in Wheat's defense, though, I heard that YouTube gaming is going to be, like, way better with Windows 10.
With Windows 10, yeah, totally.
It's super amazing.
I'm sure the StarCraft 2 section of YouTube gaming will be fucking awesome.
It's going to be massive.
Man, they're small and fierce, but you know what?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think they exist.
They probably don't.
I don't think anyone streams there.
They probably don't. Let's find out what everyone's been up to, and then we'll get started. Wheat, what's been going on with you? I didn't know where you were like 2 minutes before the show started, so.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, bro.
You forgot.
I was playing Rocket League.
I figured as much.
Ho ho.
I was playing.
I've seen that you're addicted to that. I watched you once again rage yesterday and two.
Let me tell you guys that the last time I played a game that made me feel this way was called Quake 3.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just fucking amazing.
It's
like,
pretty, yeah,
I appreciate it from top to bottom. I appreciate it that anyone can join in and have fun. I appreciate that it has an incredibly high ceiling that is fucking out of this world. And I think that's awesome. I think it definitely has competitive legs, you know, and I think it's badass. So, yeah.
You have a developer that's actually caring about it in that regard, too. Right.
Oh, absolutely. They're all over the place. And I mean, just the exposure they've gotten on Twitch alone. Like, I guarantee you the streamers have sold thousands and thousands of copies
well,
of
you
this
know,
game.
You saw that they have four million downloads, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's incredible.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's fucking incredible.
I don't know how many of that is PS Plus. They didn't break it down. But I'm sure a large amount is, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're still doing pretty good.
When does Flash a report on it then? Like, I don't understand. You said it.
He's still on the QuakeCon news. He'll shift over to the Rocket League news pretty soon.
Someone's got to do it.
Eventually. Yeah. So I've been playing a lot of that. Like, so much that actually my index finger is swollen.
Ooh.
Yeah. The acceleration. Yeah.
You're not used to playing video games?
You want to know what it is, Jeff?
If
you don't really want to know the reason, then I'll show
you. I always want to know your reason.
I know. Because I think I play it so intensely that, like, I am gripping the fucking trigger. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not making fun anymore. That happens every time I play a fighting game. Every time I play a fighting game, my hands actually are like, Jeff, you're not made for this. So I'm like, done after 2 days.
And I've been subconsciously trying to ease up on that trigger. It's not making me go any faster. So,
sorry, I'm confused once again. Google Drive likes to just randomly delete files. I'm starting to actually hate Google Drive really badly, because it'll just delete like random files. And now Prosper's back in the game, guys.
Yep,
I saw that.
Bonjour. I'm very excited to be here today.
He's back.
I
Phantom said I could get away for a bit.
I played Terraria this weekend.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I think, like, it's a fascinating game because the fact that it gives you fucking nothing to go on, it's just like, hey, sup, here's a world.
Yeah.
But then as you explore and then go deeper, I was like, I'm intrigued by this game. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's super zen.
That's super awesome. Zen.
He's happy with how competitive it is and like, well made.
Nice.
About it is that it's like a return to, you don't need a super intense graphical game to have a really fucking good game that people like. And at the same time, it doesn't have to be goddamn Candy Crushers and have 30 million downloads to be a good game. It's a good, fun, competitive game.
It's Candy Crush, by the way. Like, at least give it credit.
No one's
calling it StarCraft 2, man.
But I'm glad I don't know the name of Candy Crushers, man. I don't want to.
You know what? Like, I got one funny. Okay, I call it Puzzles and Dragons, just like everyone else. But it's Puzzle and Dragons.
Puzzle and Dragons.
And yeah. I was in a meeting with a guy from the company, and I said Puzzles and Dragons, and he just
did he
like,
correct
I,
you?
Oh my God! Did he?
Don't be off. Don't be off brand, man.
Holy shit, that shit is
important.
It's like the meeting stopped. It got so silent that you could hear a fart from 30 miles away.
And really?
Like he goes,
Azidora.
It's Puzzle and Dragons.
Were you like,
seriously?
That's what I said. Ow. Puzzles and Dragons.
That's where you get up and you flip the table and say, it's called The Meeting's Over. Get out! Get out!
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
How long did you spend in Terraria before you went back to Rocket League?
So I played it for like an hour and I deleted everything. And I'm like, I have no fucking idea what. And then I'm like, okay, let me try it again. Because actually, in my first playthrough, I experienced a bug that I was able to confirm was a bug, but it's just so ridiculous. Like, I was placing a door while I got killed, and then I, like, didn't own the door, so I couldn't open it. And it's, like, totally – I'm just like, fuck this game! And I quit, and then I started over, and I put, like, 2 hours into it. And that's about it. And then I'm like, okay, it's time to fucking kick the soccer ball around.
Nice. I got back into Witcher over the past 2 weekends.
Oh, nice.
I saw that. You hit Skellige. That's great.
Yeah, I put like 40 hours into it.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Have you not beaten it yet? You're doing like the long game, then you're playing around.
Yeah, I'm not streaming it, so I just sit there and get drunk in my underwear, which is pretty much what I do anyways when I stream, but I don't have to react to a chat, so I just take the game slow.
That's awesome.
It's actually a lot of fun. Because I'll never stream that game. It's a terrible game to stream, but
yeah,
it's good times.
It is. Kind of is.
It's a game I will visit in the winter break. I will play that in the winter months.
It's one of the only, you know, you said that Rocket League felt like Quick 3 to you. It's one of the only games where I felt like I'm a part of that world.
Oh.
As a character.
I would agree with that. It's pretty amazing.
That's the great thing that CD Projekt Red does with their characters. Like, when I was playing through The Witcher 2, I found a lot to complain about as far as just the core moment-to-moment gameplay. But when you go to a tavern and you're just talking to a group of dwarves who are having a drinking contest or something like that, the dialogue feels so natural and you feel like you fit in so perfectly. And you also feel like a real strong character in a way that, like, RPGs that let you design your own character don't really make you feel like that.
Part of that, though, is that Geralt is a flat cardboard piece of shit, right? Like, that he has no personality. So you can just project your own intention through him. Because he's just like, people say things and he just stares at them like,
it's very true.
Okay, yes.
I haven't played through, but it felt like Geralt had more personality to him than in, like, Skyrim, when my character just...
Oh, he definitely does,
way more than Skyrim, for sure. But he's very, like, he's very flat, which I think is advantageous for creating that platform to, like, get into the game from. Like, if he was really aggressively in one way, it would alienate people that didn't like the character being that way.
Yeah.
That's good.
Then there's Fallout, where it's, like, it's so weirdly flat for everyone that it makes this weird surreal moment where the guy's like, sure, I'll trade you, and then you shoot him in the head and it goes into slow motion and it's like, ah! And the kid's like next to him smiling and you're like, oh, this is so Fallout. That's my personality.
There you go.
And then there I eat go. The kid.
Wheat, anything else? Terraria and Rocket League?
Oh, it's done, man.
What are you playing ranked in Rocket League 2v2? What are you doing?
I've been jumping around. I played some 1v1. I played some 2v2. I wish they had ranked 3v3 because I would like to see that more.
Soon.
Because I actually think that maybe 2v2 is the way that, like...
All the pros say 3v3 is the best. That's what their preferred format is.
Yeah, I mean, if the pros say so, I'm going to listen to them because they're all fucking amazing. And watching their games is kind of, like, surreal.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they said it's coming with the next patch, which apparently is coming soon. Yeah, so that'll be good. That'll be good.
I got up to 1K last night.
Yeah, I saw you got carried up to 1K.
She don't believe Anne's bullshit. It was one game where she blacked out and played well, and then
well, we should play sometime.
We should,
because only my teammates are holding me back. Sorry, TGM.
It's funny. I have, like,
I'm just being real, man.
I have Gassy Mexican, Strippin', Anne, And I've been playing a lot with me and Sean play a lot.
Oh, yeah. Sean, like, I love his Skype messages and his text messages to me. He's just like... Pronovi is so good. Holy shit. Like, what on earth? In the fuck? I cannot even believe. It's insanity. And I'm just, like, laughing. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
He's also very clingy, too. He'll just message me at, like, 4 a.m. He's like, hey, dude, what's going on, man? You want to play some Rocket League? I'm just like, Sean, it's 4 a.m., man. I got to go to sleep. Stop.
You could replace play Rocket League with smoke some meth, and it's like the exact same conversation. Hey, are you up? You up right now?
Really everybody else is tapped out, man. I got to keep going. Yeah. It's you can't let me down.
It's a lot of fun. There's definitely been like times where I just lost our shit in the game, and that hasn't happened in a very long time with Sean, where we just sit there and laugh hysterically while we're getting our asses fucking destroyed in this game. So, Rocket League is a good game, guys. There, it's been swan song approved because it needed to be or something.
Something.
Jeff, you're nodding your head. What's going on over there?
Hey guys, I'm really sick, so some people were asking. So if you hear sniffles and stuff, I'm going to try to direct it away from the mic, but that's that. That's Barrison snoring. Some people. That happens every time, too. Barrison will snore in my stream, and someone's like, hey, is Anna asleep somewhere? I'm like, Jesus, you guys. Yeah, Anna got home from work, curled up at the base of my chair, and just tuckered out, man. She's just fucking tuckered out. But yeah, things are good. Lined up a couple of casting gigs will be announced soon, but I've been traveling a bunch, which is, you know, good and bad. I'm fucking tired of traveling. I never want to do it again, but I like doing events.
Yeah. Are you going to PAX Prime, by the way?
I might. It's at the end of August, right?
Yeah.
I might. I don't have any gig or anything like that, so I might just show up. But I live in Seattle, or I'm from Seattle, so.
Oh, you should just show up then.
Yeah, I'd like to. And then otherwise, just been streaming a bunch, Warhammering it up. My desk is covered with miniatures right now because I just went up and picked the last of my Colt Mechanicus, and I'll be doing some battle reports and uploading them to YouTube, so it'll be fun.
When do you, what's the timeline on the Titan?
Oh, Jesus. The guy just texted me pictures of its legs and
I
guns.
I saw those, yeah. I've been seeing all your tweets about it.
Yeah. It's like 2 weeks out, 2 or 3 weeks. It's actually a big deal. And I was like had all this confidence. And then I watched this YouTube video of this weird fucking top-notch builder in Britain who's like, yeah, I had a drill here and I put in a cog wheel in this piece here and a little bit of wiring. And I was like, holy fuck, my guy better be doing all of this. I think he is.
Wait, wiring?
Oh, it's insane. It's insane. Like, I'm not even... So, you know, when I have it, I'll show you guys. But it's got two arm-mounted guns, and they're not fixed positions. You're supposed to have it so that they can rotate. But then there's weird modeling shit. Like, well, if it rotates too easily, that friction will rub away at the resin, and eventually the gun will just be a limp dick hanging at its side. So you have to, like... give it spacing, and then you have to like tighten the wheel, but not too tight, because then that would apply pressure to the resin. Like, all this shit, all of a sudden I'm like, do I need to call in engineers? Like, what is going on?
You're getting shit magnetized, right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Dude, this guy, so to give people an idea, and this is like, because this is a ludicrous number too. It literally means, like, its head, you'll be able to pull it off, and it'll have a super industrial magnet behind it that attaches it to the body. Oh. And it's for, like, transportation, stuff like that. But I am paying this guy $550 to put the model together. And that is actually a pretty good bargain because he's spending about $250 on supplies. Yep. He shaved off 15 pounds of resin that just came with, like, the body to get it there. People are like, you should assemble it on stream. And I'm like, you're right. And I'll do heart surgery the following week. Like, just like, I have no idea what I'm fucking doing. It's like, hopefully Barrison gets up out of this, but... I'm so excited. It's amazing and super fucking expensive, but it's like, this is my, you know, like Cadillac that I'm going to, my midlife crisis car or whatever. And then I'm done.
There you go. What happens if that ever, what are the chances that something like that can break?
Like 1,000%.
No, like it actually won't travel that much. And when it does travel, you obviously can't take it on a plane. So, it'll be like in a car and stuff like that. So it's very low chance.
Yeah,
but I mean, as I say that, you know, just the other day I was packing a knight like this one in a box, and it was like a cardboard box, and I was taking it to my buddy's house, and just in my head, I've always known it could never be a waiter, or obviously not a waitress for other reasons as well, but in the service industry, I'd be a terrible person. I just put it there, and I looked at it, and I was like, yeah, front of the box by itself, this makes a lot of sense. Then I took a step, nosedived onto the ground. and I just like yipped, like for one of the first times in my life. I was like, I was like, oh god, and it just shattered on the ground. I'm like, all right. So it just got repaired by my friend who's smarter than I am.
That's where everybody. That sucks.
I'm number one in ITC right now, though, which is pretty cool.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Yeah. And the big championship is in February. It's the same weekend as the Super Bowl, which...
Is that in Vegas?
Yeah. And I look at that as a good thing, actually.
Yeah, just bet your winnings on the Super Bowl.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just hoping the Seahawks will be in the Super Bowl, and then it'll be a double whammy of awesome weekend. Ooh, so it'll be fun.
That'll be a fun time. Cool stuff. Steven, what's going on with you, man? I saw you went shopping today.
Yeah, so, you know...
Saw all your tweets for some reason.
if y'all are interested in following me as I shop and as I purchase clothes to put on my body, you should go over to Twitter because I have way too many clothes pictures. I'm going to sneeze. Maybe.
I liked the black shirt picture. I thought that was your best outfit. But then again, all the other ones were colored pants, and I was like, you're trying to be a European. So
the black shirt with the brown pants.
Dude, he lives in
pants.
Montreal. It's Canadian Europe.
Yeah, it's basically Europe.
It's more France than it is Canada.
I know.
Yep, yeah. Definitely. So yeah, it's good. Now I've got like some nice clothes that I can wear.
Nice. Is it cold up there yet for some reason?
No, God, no. It's okay. Fucking blazing hot. Yeah. Ugh. It's like it was like 90 degrees all day today, and it
that's not
the thing bad. Is Montreal is on an island in the middle of a river, so it's like 90 degrees and also a swamp.
Yeah.
Holy crap! It was like the kind of weather where you're walking down the street and sweat is just like extruding out your pores and then gluing your shirt to your ribs.
Sounds like Singapore.
Ugh.
Yeah. Good old balls to the leg.
Yeah, Singapore. Absolutely. You do like that little one wider step every once in a while.
Oh, God.
For me, it's tough because my dick just sticks to my ankle. You know what I mean?
Like, I know. I know.
You should probably have it surgically reattached in that case, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, nice. The reverse big dick joke. Nice.
I can't recover from that.
Someone in chat actually a couple minutes back talking about like the heat. They said, "Welcome to NC." I'm actually from North Carolina, so it drinks a lot, so it feels just like home.
Yeah.
Except that in Montreal, they don't believe in air conditioning because it's Canada.
It's been I guess it's hit 100 here every day. I just don't realize it. Like I'll walk outside and be like, "Yeah, it's hot," but it's like 101 or something.
God, it's so hot. Oh.
So I was asking if it had cooled. What is Seattle like right now? Does anyone know? I have no idea what to expect.
I mean, it's pretty much like Vancouver. Yeah.
PAX Prime is going to be hot, I guess?
It'll be warmish, but it's more going to be the massive bodies.
Yeah.
And,
that's
know.
True. That's true.
The body sweat contributing to the humidity.
No humidity there. You're fine.
Oh, there's no humidity.
It's just the crush of bodies evaporating
right
there. Their BO.
Gotcha. No humidity in Seattle otherwise, though, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Seattle doesn't have, like, AC or whatever, right?
Not really, but like I said, like, you're dealing with 85 probably at the most.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
With no humidity.
My fucking hotel better have AC.
It's only hot in the direct sun. Yeah.
My hotel better have AC. That's all I care about. I'm not going to say where I'm.
I was waiting
you're
to see
probably,
if, you do it.
If you are downtown, you are probably in a place with air conditioning.
We should be okay. We should be okay. Anyway, Steven, anything else besides clothes buying?
No, man. That's the most important thing in my life right now.
How is the world of roller coasters?
The world of roller coasters is pretty good.
Do you take
the
trips
the answer to that,
theme
Steven,
park?
Is oh, it's up and down. Terrible. Get off.
Well, look, he's not in.
Do you,
he's
are
not
you
in
even
PR.
In the video game industry?
He's not God, in communications, Adam. He's a level. He's a dev.
You're terrible. No. What were you asking? Someone was saying something important before Adam jumped in with another terrible pun.
I don't know. I think I was. I ask a stupid joke. Do you go to like amusement parks for research or?
You know what? We were supposed to go to, rather, like a couple of people were invited to go to La Ronde. This are like. 2 weeks ago.
What is that like?
In order,
is
that's
French
Six Flags.
SeaWorld or, oh, okay. All right.
It's a Six Flags in Montreal. And I didn't go because I had to get work done.
Well, there you go.
This is what working in the games industry
I
is like.
Six Flags was America
and that's
only.
Why you're the better man, Steven.
Yeah, that's why. Like, my fellow designers who went, man, they didn't get their shit done. And, like, they're going to be, like, people are going to be mad at them. And the game's going to be worse. Yeah.
But do they have Six Flags outside of the U.S.?
Absolutely. There's like Six Flags all over the place. I think there's like a Six Flags Germany.
What?
I think. Yeah, totally.
They got the Frankenfoodle.
Why six, you know?
Awesome. Fucking.
Why not more?
Anyways.
Maybe that's what the Six Flags are. It's not just the U.S. flag, JP.
Are you guys going to have Six Flags DLC in your game?
I can neither confirm nor deny the presence or absence of Six Flags DLC.
There you go. Confirmed. When he dodges, it's confirmed. That's how it works.
That's how journalism works, yep.
Adam, what's been going on? I saw a picture of your hair. This is all I have on you. I saw a picture of your hair down today.
So, yeah, somebody added you a picture of me, with my hair forward because I was making fun
of
you.
You look like the guy from The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
The bad guy.
No, oh, yeah, yeah. Gary Oldman.
Zorg.
Yeah, Zorg. Yeah.
Gary Oldman's the best.
Yeah, he's a great villain.
He's a handsome man.
You need one of those plastic things on one side of your head.
Maybe I'll cause.
In what world is that fashion? Like, what the fuck?
Whoa! Okay, don't be hating on Fifth Element, bro.
Fifth Element. Remember, the Fifth Element. The costume design was done by a really famous French clothier, right? So he intentionally made it super French looking and super like it looks like a Moebius comic, right?
Yeah, like
high,
everything
is
kind of
weird
and
super haute couture. Yeah. In which it's cool to have a plastic thing stuck to the side of your head.
Hey, Adam, PAX Prime is coming up and people cosplay there. I'm just saying.
If I'm going to cosplay as anybody, Gary Oldman's a good choice.
If you want to show up our panel on Monday. Did you see our panels on Monday, by the way? Can we even talk about that? I don't even know if I can talk about that publicly.
You can. Yeah,
they're Adam's out of the bag.
Yeah. Is it on schedule? Is it in the schedule? I didn't see.
They haven't posted the schedule, but all the panels are confirmed.
Okay. I just haven't seen the D&D people talk about that yet. So, anyways,
panel with Anna too, bruh.
Yeah, that's the same panel I'm talking about.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
that's basically me. It's my wife.
Yeah, there you go. Adam, what the fuck you been up to?
It's getting ready for Titan Day, special Titan Day.
Garbage Day.
Sorry. Almost. Does anyone else see that?
No.
I don't know what that reference is. I don't get that.
Fucking internet people.
Down, Jeff. Down. Wait. You'll have your time to talk. I don't know. Just playing Dragonfall. Almost done. Looking forward to Hong Kong. I've been convinced to do a Hong Kong playthrough as young Taiga. So, going to be doing that. So that'll be fun. Just lots of Shadowrun. Lots of getting ready for this action. And then Gen Con in 2 days. I'll be doing that for 6 days.
What do you do at Gen Con?
So Gen Con is ostensibly a place where you go and play games, but I fucking play role-playing games all day every goddamn day anyway, so I'm just going to go and hang out with people and drink
and walk around.
Yeah, I'm sharing a Dungeon World's sharing a booth with Burning Wheel, so we're going to hang out and sign books and
nice. Do all that stuff.
Yeah. It's a big con. I don't know if you've ever been to Indianapolis, but it basically just has the big racetrack and the convention center. And they just fill it with nerds. And every bar in the entire area, every bar and restaurant, panders as hard as they possibly can. Like, suddenly every bar has, magic missile fries on the menu. And, it's...
Wait, what? That doesn't sound very that sounds gross.
No,
actually,
they take the exact normal menu and then just name things. They're like, yeah, it's an orc burger. And you're like, this is a cheeseburger. Like, it's an orc burger.
I gotta say... The one I guess genre that in my opinion did it right is that the bar crafts for StarCraft.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah,
they would come up with the most clever shit ever. They had one of my favorites was the place that had the Hellions, where it was just it was hot buffalo wings, but one of them was just fucking stupidly hot. There was, the Siege Burger and
some places are okay. Like there's a local brewery that does a special Gen Con brew every year. And it's you can only get it during Gen Con and that kind of stuff is fun. But it's when the Shake Shack, someone draws a lazy picture of a wizard on the window. It's come on in for your wizard shake. It's a regular shake, but it costs $2 more because we said wizard first.
Because wizard, yep.
Yeah, because you're a nerd, and hey, welcome to the wizard shake.
It's a magic spell that makes things cost more.
It's the wizard shake.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the StarCraft drinks on drinksmixers.com.
There's a spawning pool one and stuff.
Yeah, I remember the Zerg Rush. Yeah, I remember the Stimpak as well. The Zerg Rush is 2 ounce gin, 5 ounce balls which is an energy drink, might be my favorite. Squeeze lime and then 4 to 6 ice cubes. I like how they put 4 to 6 ice cubes.
4 to 6.
Yeah. Well, it's because they just grab
four to six pool,
throw them in there.
No, what happens when you show up with 3 though, and you're like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you expect to do with this?
It has to be an even. Yeah, it has to be 2, 4, 6. That's true. Well, cool. You're gonna be in Gen Con. It's six days. You said.
I think overall it gets longer every year, okay. But it's, I think technically like Thursday, Friday, fuck Saturday, it. And Sunday.
PAX Primus. I'm going to be in Seattle for 6 days. I fucking
right. Every
ridiculous.
Fucking eventually convention season will start with PAX East and we'll just be at conventions for 6 months and then it'll be winter again.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Like I have 4 more to go through this just this year. Like so many conventions.
Yeah. Cue up Danny Glover. I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, I woke up today and I couldn't move, Wheat, so I'm getting too old for this shit.
See?
Did you resolve
that?
Welcome to Roleplay Geriatrics.
I took about 10 minutes to walk, maybe 10 feet, popped 2 Advil PMs, and now I've been high all day on fucking Advil, so.
Sounds like you threw out your back.
High on Advil PM.
Dude, Advil PM fucks me up, man. That's good. Crazy. I've been in... Anyways.
I've been to other worlds.
I've seen some
I've
shit.
I've been to the Advil PM.
Anyways,
workspace.
Let's play Stars Without Number.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it.
All right. So, post intro. We're gonna fade up from black to the inside of like a big metal like auditorium. There's all these like bench seats, and filling the bench seats are military folk of all types, in like flight, basically like pilot flight suits. Some of them are young, some of them are older. Some of them have cybernetics, like, you know, we pan past like a guy with a cyborg arm, and they're just kind of like dicking around. And we, as we're panning, we get subtitles that say, briefing room, Fotenhauer worship, all's fair. And we stop the pan on the face of a young Mr. Sicarian. What does Mr. Sicarian look like in his, like, earlier days, back when he was a young go-getter in the Fotenhauer?
He's always been kind of true to what he is. He's just a very well-kept, straightforward... If everyone around him is moving around and acting adolescent, he is stone still, staring forward, like steepled fingers, ready to go.
Sweet. Yeah. So everybody around you is just like dicking around and like shouting at each other and stuff. And yeah, and then we stop him. Mr. Sicarian, he's just like staring straight forward. And then we see what he's staring at as like an older dude in like a proper uniform walks up to the podium. And behind him, there's a big holographic sphere of the planet Oninsa. And the guy basically, like, I'll spare you the details, but he gives a quick rundown of the operation. You know, he says, we've drilled this, we know this, this is the strike point. And as we see the sphere, you know, red X's appear on it and the ships floating over it drop lines onto the ship. He says, so for some of you, this is old hat. For a few of you, and he looks at Sicarian, he's like, this might be your first drop. I want everybody to stay frosty out there. Remember your objectives. Stick together. We're getting paid the big bucks for this, so let's be professionals. And people start to get up and leave, and the guy walks over to Sicarian as it's clearing. And we can see now that he's closer on his like nameplate above all his medals. It says Titan on it. And we pan up to see a young Mr. Titan. He's got like a very like kind of craggy face, military brush cut, very like squared away, much in the same way that Sicarian is. And he looks down at Sicarian and he says to you, I was reading your file, Sicarian. This is your home planet, isn't it?
He says, it is indeed, sir.
And you ready to fight for your home world, Sicarian?
I'm ready to fight for whatever cause calls for us, sir.
He nods curtly and puts his hand on your shoulder and he says, that's what I like to hear. Now on your feet, you're with me. And he like puts his arm on your back and like slaps your back. And the two of them walk out into the corridor, and we follow the two of them out into the hangar, where we can see these like massive. And it's like if you've been watching the show for a while, you recognize the inside of the Photonhauer battleship from when we saw the ship that the Warmind took over. And there's like just rows off into the distance of dropships being loaded with these Marines in combat like power armor. And he walks Sakarian over where his unit is all getting geared up. And we can see a like pristine, like glistening suit of battle armor waiting for Mr. Sakarian. It's all like open and the cockpit, the harness is like waiting. And he looks you in the eye, Mr. Sakarian, and we kind of see the two of them, the two of you like look at each other, and he says, whatever happens out there, your unit, me included, we've got your back. You ready, soldier?
He has like a half smile on his face and says, absolutely, sir.
And he like shakes your shoulders and he's like, all right, let's go out there and score some kills. And I think the last thing that we see is, before we come back to the present, is Mr. Sakarian getting into the armor and the armor like closing cocoon-like around him. And then the shield coming down over your face. And we see the reflection of the inside of the like battleship before we fade out. And we fade back in on Mr. Sakarian in the swan song. So, you know, older by a bit. And your armor is nearby. Maybe you're like cleaning your gun or whatever. And there's a like an alarm, not like an alarm, I guess, like a doorbell basically that goes off. Like there's someone hailing the ship from outside. And I don't know, maybe everybody else is off on an errand or something and you're the only one on the ship. Sakarian.
Would I have to go to the, do I go to the cockpit to answer, or do I answer from there?
You can access the internal comms and view the outside camera from your room.
Okay, then knowing this, I do answer, yeah.
Okay, all right. So you flip on the outside camera, and you can see the landing pad that Prosper originally arranged for you on the planet. And outside, you can see there's a mountain of a man, huge burly dude, wearing like a fur coat, basically. He's got a big like fur like mantle on, and he's holding two big duffel bags. He's got a huge blonde beard and like hair and braids, and he's just kind of like looking around.
And you there's comms, right?
Yeah.
I would comms out and say, Olaf, don't move a muscle, and then I get up and walk out to go get him.
Okay, all right. So, as you go by, Eric, you hear Mr. Sakarian, like you heard the doorbell, and you hear Mr. Sakarian walk by the engineering on his way out.
Yeah. I think, like, probably Eric is, like, under some large piece of machinery, like, levitating it up. And you hear Sakarian say, Olaf, don't move a muscle. And then the machinery goes, and he, like, catches it, like, with his, you know, telekinesis. And you know, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, yeah, Sakarian, you walk to the back door. And again, like it's the cargo hold, like opens. You can open it up for him.
Yeah, I pop it open, and I imagine basically the scene of Arnold Schwarzenegger and what's his name from Predator. Only I'm not nearly as muscly or anything like that.
Olaf, you son of a bitch!
Bam!
The sweat dripping down the forearms.
Odin's got you pushing too many pencils.
That scene is incredible, but yeah, he's just like, I really appreciate you coming, friend.
He drops his bag, and you go into the like warrior class. But then he just like gives you a big hug.
Yeah.
And he nods, and he's like, "You said there was going to be a duel, so I came, but I didn't know what to bring." And he like hefts his bags, and he's like, "This bag has guns, and this bag has closer implements. I thought maybe, well, I wanted to be prepared. I didn't pack any clothes, but, well, we'll deal with that later. Can I come aboard?"
Absolutely, friend. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, yeah, he comes on board. And this is when you notice behind him he's got like there's a like a cargo sled with a bunch of boxes, and he looks over his shoulder and he's like, "Oh yeah, more weapons." He shrugs. I just wanted to be prepared. I wasn't sure how this worked.
You were the right person to call, friend. Thank you.
So he comes on board, and you, Eric, you can hear this. You hear the Sigurd like accent echoing inside the ship.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric's just, you know, like, he has settled the machinery down onto its moorings now, and, like, he's kind of, like, scrunched himself up under it a little bit more, and, like, all you can really see are two, like, large booted feet sticking out from under this machinery, and he's just sort of, like, you know, working away, but he's not using his telekinesis anymore.
Okay. So, I think, where do you go? Like, where do you take Olaf?
I think, you know, I, like, help him to, like, the quarters that will function for his stay here. And then I obviously pretty immediately take him to my room and get some mead for him and tell him what the deal is, basically.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah, so I guess you two are sitting in your room, and, you know, he's, like, gets all serious, and he's like, "So, this is a matter of honor, then? What are you fighting for? Is it the hand of a beautiful woman?"
He says, "No, Olaf, this is an event that is long time coming. Mr. Titan overthrew me. I mean, I've told you the stories, but just to recap, he removed me from command in a treacherous and violent way and erased me from the records of an organization that I worked really hard to build up and expected me to be gone, and I'm not. And now it's an honor battle. We're going to go to the traditions of the company that the two of us helped grow, and it's a bladed duel, but he has already betrayed me once, and I fear that the Fotenhauer I left is no longer the Fotenhauer that I was a part of, and treachery could most certainly happen again. So you're not wrong to bring both blades and guns. If they do double-cross us, I will expect great violence from you."
"That is a thing I am prepared to do for you, Mr. Sigarian."
I appreciate that.
He kind of like, yeah, he like nods and like strokes his beard a little bit, and he's like, "To be stricken from the sagas of your people, this is a grim fate. We will help you get revenge, and it will be the honorable revenge you deserve. When is the duel?"
"When is the duel, Adam?"
Isn't it July or January 1st?
Yeah.
So what day is this?
It's like the 27th of December.
Okay. It is in a few days. It'll be July 1st.
And where is it?
July.
Here?
January 1st.
Oh, it's very long. We have forever.
January 1st. We've got months, guys. We've got months.
Nice summer duel.
Chill your boobs. We're going to just hang out for a while. What was the question you asked? You said, where? It's Bazongas, right? Is it called Bazongas?
It's Bazignos, but yeah.
I know I always say it wrong, but I know I'm also not saying the colloquialism for boobs, which is... Actually, it might be Bazongas.
It is.
I think it's Bazongas.
Okay, then I am.
I can tell you about Bazongas. Well, yeah.
Okay.
I've played a video game where I learned about them.
Really?
Yeah. It was a Japanese RPG.
I don't doubt anything.
There is a 12-year-old girl, and if she doesn't eat, she's not going to grow her Bazongas. There's footage of me watching that.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This exists. Okay. he says Bazingas, 4 days. He says, I need an adequate sparring partner, which, of course, as my master in that art, I would appreciate your help.
Yes. Yes, we will practice. There will be many sweaty hours between now and your battle. And he, like, looks around and like, quaffs the rest of his mead and puts it down. He's like, "Well, enough fun. Should we get to it?"
"Yes."
Okay, so he gets up and starts
to... says that, I headbutt him at him.
Okay. Like, yes. Boom! All right, so I guess, Eric, you hear, like, a massive crashing sound from as he staggers back into a shelf and, like, knocks some stuff over.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where are you guys right now? Are you in the mess hall?
No, they're in Sigurd's
room. My room.
Okay, got it. Yeah. No, the door's open.
So.
I wouldn't care about damage to that. Maybe I come like running down the hall as I hear something crash, and then I just sort of freeze, like in the doorway, in like mid run pose.
Yeah.
And then I just say, bonjour. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? And then I just walk away.
So, yeah, I think that Olaf looks at you and looks confused, as we all must be, and then puts his hand out to Zakarian to, like, help stand up.
Yeah, yeah, I help him up and stuff.
So. And he wipes a little blood off his face, and he's like, well, it's always an interesting time here on your spaceship. I'm glad that you won't let me down in that regard.
I know what you like, Olaf. I will try to do as I can to repay you this favor.
Well, let's get off the ship and practice outside. Bring the mead. And he heads off to go outside.
I follow him. With, okay. Like, the entire keg of mead or whatever as well.
Yeah, yeah. Put it over your shoulder. Okay. So you head outside and find some, like, space to practice. And I think that when Piani and Higgs come back, you see there's like a crowd kind of gathered near the swan song, and there's like excited shouting as you return.
Where did we? Where were we? Just a normal run.
I don't know. Where were you? Were you running an errand or something? Like, you've been on Cabral waiting for the duel. What have you been up to during that time?
This is on you. What are you doing?
Yeah, so actually, if you recall, Adam, I owed you 2 weeks of training. So in December, one of the things I focused on was that training. And that's for the mastery of my skills. And since people on Reddit were asking about it, Omen and Terminal Reflection is what I have mastered. So there we go.
Okay, cool. So you've been at the, like, the Academy of the Psychic Arts.
Exactly.
As like a winter student or whatever, practicing over the Christmas break. Cool.
Tuning it up.
Awesome. Okay. I just imagine, like, your curmudgeonly, like, old French instructor just, like, hitting you with a ruler and being like, no, no, again, like, making you practice. And, like, how do you even practice telling the future? I guess he'd just, like, blindfold you and throw shit at you.
Well, actually, you're exactly...
like, no, Luke Skywalker style.
No, it is exactly how you describe. It is the ruler or the cane to the hand. But yeah. With Omen specifically... It just you see it coming every time. So, like, the moment I can just dodge it, then I've mastered it at that point.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I don't know if anybody's seen Jodorowsky's Dune, but the, like, crazy French ninja master guy in that is exactly who I imagine here. Like, just weird, wrinkly old, like, martial arts guy. Sweet. Okay, so you're coming back from that, and maybe you meet with Higgs on the way.
Yeah, I was just probably at, like, a drifter bar or something. I don't know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you've just been, like, keeping in contact with the underworld, looking for jobs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I guess I suppose if we're, like, walking back, I would ask Higgs. I was like, so we're getting close to the duel. What do you think's gonna happen?
I don't know. What do you think's gonna happen? You can see the future. That's what you've been practicing.
You're the one who can see the future.
It doesn't quite work like that, I'm afraid. But I've got confidence in Mr. Sakarian. He's a fucking tough son of a bitch. One of the reasons, you know, we brought him on board the first place. I think when he gets his mind to something, he's gonna do it. I think it's no different here.
Yeah, I don't, you know, be honest, it really doesn't matter to me. We can just get another person if he ends up dying. I hope he doesn't. That would suck. Then we got to go to another funeral. But, you know, it'll
what
be all good.
What kind of fucking remark is that, you fucking asshole?
What do you mean?
I mean, what? You can't just write off the crew like that.
I'm not writing him off. Look, he's putting his life on the line, and if he dies, then he's dead. I mean, that's how it goes. I'm just a realist, Piani. And I just keep... What's going on with the ship?
I think your realism sucks. I just kind of puff off.
Okay. Yeah, I make notice of the people in front of us and try to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, Higgs, you've seen what it looks like when a crowd gathers to watch a fight. So you recognize it for what it is.
Okay. Does it look like people here on the, like, natives are watching the fight? Quote unquote natives?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 the people that live here. Like, it's just, like dock workers and stuff. Like, a fight broke out.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I want entertainment, so I start walking towards the crowd. I'm like, hey, Piani, there's fight up here. Let's go watch this. I make my way towards it.
Okay.
I go only thinking about maybe pushing Higgs into the fight.
So you push through the crowd, and when you get close enough to be able to see past all the like shouting French people, you see. What does the fight look like, Mr. Skarian? What do they see when they get through the crowd?
I think we're shirtless and we are fucking hammering at each other with blunted swords. Like they're not chain blades, obviously, but they're metal. And we're just fucking dueling, but it's Viking style. It's not elegant and beautiful. It's just like it's coordinated and it's more subtle than it looks, but it looks like we're just hammering at each other.
Cool. Okay. When you pull through the crowd, Higgs, someone nearby like grabs you and says, he's like, I'm taking bets. Do you want in? And you can see he's taken his like cap off and he's got a bunch of like cred sticks in the cap.
Well, what are the odds?
He's like, it's the first fight. We don't know. Even odds on both. Which one do you want?
Who has more, who's glistening more?
I mean, I feel like they're both equally glistening. There's an equal level of glisten.
Olaf's a lot bigger than I am, but I'm quicker than he is. So that's like the pace of the fight. His hits like actually like fucking cave me in a little bit, but he's landing less.
Okay. Then I point to Mr. S and say, yeah, I'll place it on him. And I give him, I only have so little credits, so I give him 500 credits.
Okay. All right. The French guy looks at you, Piani, like, what about you, ma'am? Do you want in?
Hold on. Give me one second, sir. I grab Piani. I'm just like, Piani, I know you're not supposed to use, actually, there are no rules for this. Who wins this fight? Go into the future and come back, and we're going to rig this. This is easy money. Don't fuck this up, Piani.
I don't know how to tell you this, but
Piani, don't fuck this up.
It's a fucking draw. They fucking punch each other and knock each other out. Who wins then, Higgs?
Well, I could bet it that it's a draw, and then I would win. No one's gonna bet on that. Piani, you're a soothsayer, and I turn around and say, sir, I'd like to retract that bet, and I want to bet on a draw.
He looks at you, excuse me, a draw?
It's gonna be a draw, I know it. I can see the future.
I don't.
No, I can't. I actually cannot see the future, but it's gonna be a draw.
Very well, monsieur, as you say. Excuse me, and he like grabs you and pulls you back as the two of them like pile into the crowd and everyone kind of like scatters as they fall over. Well, why don't we just roll for it, Jeff? Just roll just a flat d20 and we'll see who wins.
That'll be the six.
Ooh. All right. So at one point, I mean, you can describe it. How does Olaf beat you?
I think literally like 2 seconds after the money is exchanged, they look back at the group and Olaf like just comes through and actually cuts, like smashes through my sword as I'm trying to parry it.
maybe you hear Higgs like shouting and you look over and that's when he like hits you.
And the force of that blow is so strong that like the other half of my sword hits the ground, like shoots up into the crowd. And there's like some crying, but that's a story for another day. And then like he has such good control that he like stops through the swing just a couple inches away from me and is like, ha ha, and then fucking headbutts me in the head. And it's over.
Okay. All right. And yeah, the crowd starts cheering and you know, the guy starts passing out cred sticks. I think that's when like Sakarian, you and Olaf both notice Piani and Higgs, and Olaf comes over first and grabs both of you, unless you try to slip away, grabs both of you in a big sweaty hug and like picks you up off the ground.
I guess I just let it happen. Maybe I'm surprised because I'm just sitting there verbally berating Piani for telling me that it was a draw when it didn't happen.
Well, I'm trying to justify it that they're both still alive, so it's obviously a draw. But he didn't clarify.
Yeah. So I guess we just get embraced.
Yeah. You get mild mead smelling sweat all over you. And when he puts you down, he says, it's so good to see you again. He like looks around. He's like, though I wish it was under better circumstances. I understand there's some danger ahead for one of your crew. And he, like, slaps Mr. Sicarian on the back.
What are you talking about, danger?
Well, we're practicing. I'm getting him ready for the big duel.
Sound like a Prosper a little bit there. You got a little Prosper.
I'm getting him ready for the big duel. I picked up some French while I was on this planet.
Well, that's good. You got a sparring partner. That's cute. Okay, cool.
Yeah. You're going to have an abhorrent shape.
He looks at him and is like, I would have thought you would have noticed, Piani. He's had some improvements since I saw him last.
Oh, I have. I'm just saying he better be ready.
I think that he will. But only the gods know. And besides, I've told him not to worry. If he dies in battle, it's Valhalla for him. So it's a wash either way.
Well, you know, actually, I'm just, you know, yeah, it's Valhalla. Yeah, that exists. That's a place.
Yeah, that's real. That's a real place for people to go. Yeah,
yeah, he'll go there.
Man, this isn't costing us anything, right? This is, he's, if he loses, we're not going to have to pick up the bill, right?
He kind of like looks like hurt and like leans in. He's like, Mr. Higgins, I wouldn't dare charge for an honor such as this.
Okay, good. Yep, just making sure.
No, so I'll be staying on your ship for a while. Don't expect to get a lot of sleep. We'll be busy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
He looks around as if noticing something for the first time, and he says to you, "Where's your friend?"
Nope, he's not. He never was. Well, maybe.
You mean Prosper?
Yes, that's his name. Prosper someone special on Sigrid asked me to come here and say a few, and he like kind of blushes. Words to him.
You can
say those words
to
Piani. They talk to one another still. She could relay.
I don't think it would be appropriate.
No,
for
by
me
all,
to say
I mean,
it.
How else is he gonna get the message? Piani talks to him all the time.
His blush is like spread to his like hairy chest now, and he's just like, no, I think this message would be for him. You said he's not with you anymore.
No,
he had some things to do.
No, oh. I kicked
him
off.
I
kicked him off the ship. He's actually no longer with us because I kicked him off.
He left by his own choice.
He was kicked off the ship, swift kick in the ass. I
could have stayed. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I fought him in hand-to-hand combat and was the victor. And
oh, you two bicker like a couple of married dwarves. I missed you, and he like grabs you and hugs you again.
Yeah, I'm just like, I just like look at Piani and roll my eyes from around the back.
Well, you and Piani are like smushed,
like,
you're smushed
like,
together.
I like scowl. I'm like, you love every fucking second, don't you?
I don't say anything. I just smile.
Well, I'm hungry. Nothing like a good fight to get the appetite up. Why don't we get back on the ship and eat something? I'll make dinner.
Oh, great. Okay.
Do you know how to make an omelet? I haven't had a good omelet in a while.
He shakes his head. No, I mostly eat eggs raw. They're better that way.
Yeah, you get more protein. It's good. Omelets are really for sissies, I think. I think they're just terrible.
I just like stomp off into this one song.
All right. So you head back to the swan song. And I think that while you're on your way on the ship, Eric, you're basically like alone in the engine room, when you hear, footsteps, approach.
Okay. Yeah. Like if everybody's off the ship at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric's using his telekinesis again. You know, he's got machinery lifted up and like a wrench over on one side, and he's holding like the bolt in place with a screwdriver on the other side. And, you know. He's having a good old time humming to himself.
Okay, cool. All right, so you hear everybody come back and head, like there's all these voices and people are talking and laughing and like heading towards the mess hall.
Yeah, there's a, like, you all, as you come onto the ship and like walk within sound range of the engine room, I guess, you hear this big clang as everything settles back into place. Yeah, like the footsteps that I heard approaching it was this other crew.
Yeah,
like, I sort of peek out and look out.
Yeah, it's everybody coming back. You can see them, like, you hear them in the cargo hold.
Yeah. You know, I guess, like, maybe I've, like, taken, like, some bread and some sandwich meats out of the fridge and, like, put them over in the corner near my place. So I just, like, go over to where I have half of a sandwich that's been half eaten and I just, like, pick it up and start eating it.
Well, you're just hiding in the engine room.
Yeah.
And with that, it was the last attempt of Adam to try to get you out of the engine room.
No, it's okay. It's fine. All right, so you stay in the engine room. So maybe that's where we go to break, is we just see you, like, peek out, and you're like, it's like hiding.
Yeah.
Weird engine rat eating your sandwich.
Yeah. A weird 6'6", you know, yeah. 230 yeah. pounds.
You're 6'6"?
Yeah. He's huge.
Yeah, he's tall. He's a lanky guy.
Awesome.
230, okay, cool. You're pretty skinny, right?
No, I'm massive.
Well, 230 at 6'6" would not be that.
Yeah.
It's not crazy, but it's not skinny.
Yeah, no. You're right. If that's muscle, yeah, that's true. It's toned. You have a toned physique.
He's ropey.
You look good naked.
There you go.
Exactly.
Well, let's all ponder that for 5 or so minutes.
There you go. All right, ponder for 5 minutes, guys. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll go an hour or two right after this. Don't go anywhere. More Swan Song coming up. We'll see you guys in just a bit.